This is a discharge summary for the patient for Tracy Childs, TRACYCHILDS. Date of birth is 12/26/1962. Date of accident is 5/9/2022. Date of service is 6/18/2023. We are dictating a discharge summary for this patient, Tracy Child, which is as follows. Ms. Tracy Child has been a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 5/9/2022. In this accident, she was a front seat passenger restrained and was involved in a T-bone accident on the driver's side. The impact caused her having some headaches, mostly occipital, along with symptoms of off and on dizziness and vertigo, ringing in the ears, loss of memory, spots in the vision as a TBI symptoms. And she also started suffering from pain into the right shoulder, neck, and the lower back, right hip and right ankle as the main issues. There was the occasional numbness of the right second, third, fourth finger, fifth finger, as well as pain in both wrists. Patient underwent a conservative treatment. She has had only one set of injection to the right shoulder on 10/27/2022. Patient never came back for any injection. She never provided a consent for any injection treatment for her right shoulder, as well as for cervical or any lumbar injection that were indicated for her her healing. She chose to have a conservative treatment, including physical therapy, massage, chiropractic treatment. She has also referred to neuropsych for evaluation and for psychological therapy, as well as for the counseling. However, Tracy Child never went for any neuropsych evaluation. She never went to a chiropractor. She also never went to any other therapy. She was provided a shower chair as a DME, as well as a back brace, right wrist brace, neck brace, tense unit, lumbar spine brace. The MRIs were found positive that were done subsequent to the first visit. The right shoulder MRI shows mild supraspinatus tendinosis, advanced glenohumeral cartilage loss with osteophytosis, with true loose intra-articular bodies inside, as well as AC joint arthritis. In the cervical spine, she mainly had arthritic changes. Only a diffuse disc bulge at C5-6 was noticed, with mild to moderate neural foramen narrowing on the right and moderate neural foramen narrowing on the left. In the lumbar spine, patient had a diffuse disc bulge of L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with a generalized ligament of phloem thickening without any neural foramen narrowing. The patient was informed about it. She has recovered more than 50% with the physical therapy and the conservative treatment. At this time, she requests a discharge. And physical finding essentially remain the same. Her prognosis remains guarded. I think she has recovered almost 75% improvement, and that's the maximum relief one can obtain in physical therapy and chiropractic. She can continue her further treatment at home with yoga and meditation and exercises at home and heat treatment at home. And medications remain anti-inflammatory and pain relief and muscle relaxers in general. And she can go and see Dr. Chris, who is a primary care physician, to carry on from now onward. Thank you. This was her last visit today. Please send this dictation to JC Autola. Attention to Richard. Thank you.